It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Race Wars back in the building, baby! Quarantine, baby. How's everybody feeling?
Fine. I'm looking good, as you can see.
White daughter, you sound like you're in a cafeteria.
Well, that's fine.
You keep going in and out. Your volume's going in and out. Joe, say hi to the people.
Hi. How do I sound?
You sound. See, that's how you're supposed to sound on here.
Yeah.
Karen sound like her microphone got a codeine. What is it? COVID-19.
Yeah. Can you cough into the microphone for us?
There we go. So, Joe, how you holding up?
Well, Karen and I were just discussing about how. Well, first, I'd like to say this. I think we've all learned that we don't have a book in us.
Oh yeah.
We don't.
This would be a perfect time to write that book we always promised ourselves we would write, but nah, we ain't even start on it.
I've been cleaning, which is good. I've been doing. You can see in the background my variety of chin-up implements in the doorway.
Oh yeah, you've been doing some pull-ups over there.
I have, and if I'm going to give you guys a little treat here, if you can see the way I live, I made the mistake of throwing out my old couch months ago and never replacing it. So if you can see, I sit in the beach chair in the middle of the room like a crazy person.
You look like you're a Unabomber.
Exactly. I've been in my manifestos right next to it.
Who has a beach chair in their living room like that?
A crazy person. So, but I'm doing all right. I mean, I got food. I'm talking to people. It's just it's even under the best of circumstances, it is it's tough. It's lonely. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I can't complain. I'm out here in the woods, just staying away from all humans. All humanity can't not welcome up here.
Good. Where are you in the state?
What?
Still in New York State?
I can't disclose it. Karen is my, I'm a doomsday prepper, Karen. I doomsday prep, okay? I'm underground in the bunker. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I got canned food. I got my ammunition. You know I got that.
That means you're in Greenpoint.
That means you're in Greenpoint. Yeah. You son of a bitch. Happy Passover. That's right. Happy Passover. What is this? The third day? Second day?
This is the second day.
Second day Passover. So big shout to all my Jew fam. You know what I mean? Shalom, baby. Happy Passover. You heard me.
Guys, this is so appropriate. Passover is being slaves and going to freedom and appreciating your freedom. And now we are all, not to be disrespectful because I know you're black, but like slaves to this virus.
Yeah, but so, no, everybody's been slaves. Don't just try to put that on black people. We were the newest of the slaves. Everybody else has been slaves way before us.
We invented being slaves.
Thank you.
Started slavery on
on the slave side.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Everyone who was a slave, like the people, not like the individuals, have also owned slaves.
Yeah. But yeah. You would think they would learn from it that it's so awful, but no, they're like, this is our chance to make a coin on somebody.
Why not?
Your hair looks great, by the way, Karen. You know what you're doing. You got your hair all done and your quarantine hair.
She looks great. I think she dolled up, but I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, she did. She definitely dolled up. That's her thing.
Wake up looking like this. Oh.
You wake up in a back brace.
This is what my eyelashes look like. This is what the top of my cheekbones look like just now. That. You guys don't know what I'm talking about because you're big, stupid, dumb, gross men.
I want to take one of the 19 lamps in your house and break them.
She's got like a drop cloth and all kinds of stuff.
Shooting porn. She's shooting porn in there.
Yeah.
So how's the city look? Yep. Both you guys are still in New York City, right?
I'm Long Island.
Oh, you're in Long Island?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you guys, did they have some pop-off out there? Or what's Long Island looking like?
It's weird. I live in a small town. So, when the weather's nice, I still go for a walk. I cover up. And if I see somebody, we change sides of the street. So it's pretty chill. It's creepy. Even out here, it's strange, you know? It's like a zombie movie, but with no zombies.
Yeah, we all waiting for the zombies. Ain't no zombies, but we still got to stay in the house.
Yeah.
Now, you out there, we got family, friends, and stuff?
No, I'm all by myself. My parents are in Connecticut. And now, I don't know about you other people. I had to yell at them to stop them from going out and running errands and shit. Like, they wouldn't stop going out.
Yeah, parents don't really, they don't get it. They still want to go to the grocery store with no mask on.
Yeah, and buy like a quarter pound of turkey breast. Tell them, like,
yeah, buy more. And,
yeah. Yeah, don't keep going.
They want to keep going like they usually do, like every day. Like, yeah. Why buy all the food now? It's like, no, get all the shit now, yeah. So you don't have to go back and forth.
Yeah, but you know, errands have never been as precious as they are now. Like, I relish running out of shampoo. Like, I can't wait to go out. Like, I don't care if I have to bring an extra mask and extra gloves and, like, wrap my hair up so I don't have to wash it later. Like, I don't give a fuck. Just getting out there, I'll spend, yeah, like, 40 minutes looking for a can of beans. You know what I mean? Just because I love it. I'm like, how did I take all these beans for granted before the virus, you know?
Yeah, you're a fool. Yeah. Refried beans with your friend the whole time and you neglected them on shelf 3.
Yeah.
What's the grocery store, Pat?
No, they're letting people in one for everyone that exits. So you see, it's not that crazy of a thing, like, because it's not that many people going out. But yeah, if they're kind of at capacity, which is like 10 people, you got to wait for someone to leave. They block the other exits, so everybody has to go out one way. And then the security guy is like, I'm sorry, I have to do this. And he makes you disinfect your hands.
Disinfect your hands. Yeah, they...
Well, because you know what I started doing? I started washing my groceries when I get home because people have been touching them. And I didn't think about it before that it's so disgusting, anything that's been out there.
Yeah, I made a grilled cheese sandwich. And right before I ate it, I gave it a wash down and some palm olive.
Yeah.
Yeah, palm olive did right before. But it's still a good sandwich.
Oh, they're so stupid.
You know what, though? It's tough because where do you draw the line? Because people are breathing and touching things everywhere, and I feel like there's a point where you have to say, I'm just taking a leap of faith that, you know, I mean, I brought the mail in and I thought, do I wash the mail? Like, I brought the mail in,
yeah,
I sprayed it with Lysol and I let it sit. And I don't even know if that, at a certain point, you just have to say, I have to trust my immune system, I guess. What are you going to do?
Does Lysol kill the coronavirus?
Yeah, I think Lysol's pretty good.
You never have to trust your immune system. You never have to do that. You can literally take every fucking precaution. Like, people are like, oh, you know, everybody already has it and herd immunity, whatever. I don't have it. I don't fucking have it. So I don't fucking know that. People are like, it's got, you know, don't even worry about it. You probably, you know, have already been exposed. Well, I don't know that because I'm not fucking sick and I want to keep it that way. So I'm not trusting people's stupid folklore advice. You know, like if mail comes in, I do the most, like, no, you're not going to wash like a letter, but like open it, throw the thing away, like put the actual inside somewhere else that's not dirty, disinfect all the surfaces, wash my hands, throw the trash away. Like, why take a chance? The whole point is the media cannot be trusted.
The media can't be trusted, huh? Yeah, because they're not doctors. You got more doctors on. But I tell you one thing, some people making money off of all this, okay? Some of you are hand over fist making money off of this. First of all, the lotion people. Lotion money.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You got to wash your hands so much. Right after you wash your hands, what you do? Put lotion on it.
Why do you think I'm putting on my hair? I'm trying to get that
coming out.
Lotion dick.
Yeah, that lotion dick. I'm coming out with my own lotion, though. I got my own lotion, and it's cocoa butter and Purell mixed together. I call it Cocoa L.
Listen, I will settle for either Johnson or Johnson. I do not have a preference.
Either one? Mommy or daddy?
Yeah.
Daddy, I don't know, whatever.
Karen's hair does look amazing. I have cut my own hair twice now.
Okay. Yeah, I should have cut my hair, but I cut it.
I try to do a fade. Do you know how hard it is to do a fade looking really backward hard in a mirror?
Yes. Yes, I do, actually.
It's not bad.
It looks great, though. Wait a minute, let me see one side, the other side.
Yeah, it's not even.
That side's pretty good. That one is not good, not as faded as that
it's
one.
It's not bad. And the back
and
looks like the back looks like I ran away before you finished the haircut. it's really bad.
Like the barbershop caught on fire.
Oh no.
The back, like you had a severe head injury.
Do you live alone?
Yeah, I'm alone. I'm dying alone, baby. I've never had such a slow build up to it, though.
Right.
Awesome.
But are you enjoying your time alone? Because I talk to some people who are just by themselves and like, you know what? It turns out that I really enjoy this. I really enjoy sitting by myself and being my own thoughts.
No.
No.
No, my thoughts are not good. You know, I write every morning. I'm big in the journaling stuff. And
right.
The day I was writing, and I actually had to stop and say, dude, you got to go easy on yourself. Wailing on myself like, oh, man, you really blew it. Your life's been a waste, dude. And I said, fine, I'm going to go put this down and go see, you know, go eat like a can of Goya or some shit that I got before they threw me out of the supermarket.
You get to be introspective. You get to look into yourself and, you know.
Oh, I don't like it.
Is it scary?
It is. You know who can you imagine how excited the people who created Tiger King must
be? Yeah.
They had no way of knowing. They probably had a thought at the beginning of the process thinking, all these people who have big cats, I wonder if they're interesting. And then they found out they were all nuts.
Yeah.
And then they did their documentary and thought, well, I hope a lot of people watch it. And then there's a pandemic when everybody is stuck looking at the TV. That's the most perfectly timed of any TV show ever.
Yeah, you know what the thing is? Because first of all, it took years for that dude to put all that stuff together. He taped that for years, which is like, holy shit, to be around those people for 4 to 5 to 6 years, no thank you. No money is worth that. But secondly, so they have to take all that shit, compile it into something. And they didn't think when he started that it's going to be what it is at the end. He had no idea.
Yeah.
He just thought he was going to tape some people about cats. Tape some big cat stuff and see what this is all about. But then, and because Tiger King was such, that dude was such a big personality. It's like, yeah, point a camera at this motherfucker. Because something's bound to happen. But it is, yeah, the timing is impeccable. Right now it's huge. You got Trump talking about it. You saw the Trump clip. Because Donald Trump Jr. said, he jokingly said he's going to ask his father to pardon Joey Exotic.
You know, when I heard that, to me, I saw it was like two puzzle pieces fitting together. Tiger King and Trump, it was just, they just were headed on a collision course that there was going to be a moment. Because I had told somebody just joking around the day before, I said, think of how insane it would be if Trump called a press conference and he held up a bottle of something and said, I've come up with a cure for coronavirus in my home lab and it's free for everyone and everyone would go nuts. And then right after he said, and I'm pardoning Joe Exotic. Like that would have been, and then the next day, it's, you can't even stay ahead of it.
I want Joe Exotic out. You know, they set him up. Come on. They set him up. So the dude who took over his park and the other dude who's like, I was the killer. It's like, first of all, why are you not in jail? If you didn't even leave the state, you just took his money. It's like, that was a setup on some, that was foolishness.
Big time.
You think he'll get out soon?
No. I think everybody's just going to lose interest.
I don't know, because everybody want to fucking, we want part two. You got to do a Tiger King 2. It ain't no way in the world they're going to leave Tiger King 2 on the shelf. That's the one you buy your house with. They making that one. They don't give a fuck if they got to put cameras up Joe Exotic's ass on fucking in jail. They making that second one.
Did they run out of tigers? Are they still, like, doing tigers? I thought that the whole point was...
No, they're still doing
it.
They got bigger spots. They're about to open a bigger spot. The guy who took over his spot about to open a bigger spot somewhere, and he's still about to do that. I saw him on show the other day, but he was doing a podcast. And his girlfriend had the baby. The dude who stole his place, his girlfriend had the baby. And they were there with a hot nanny. They got a new hot nanny that they both fucking too. So that's a... yeah, somebody's going to tape that. That's going to be another show easily.
Do you think that, though, people are going to remember Tiger King as being a coronavirus phenomenon and then
associations? He's our Joey Buttafuoco, man.
But then when they do Tiger King 2, people are going to be like, that's so virusy. Like, I can't.
I don't know. Sharknado 2 did good money. You better double up on it, baby. Sharknado 2 made some good money.
Okay. There's going to be a coronavirus part 2, so why not?
Oh, it's going to be a point.
Yeah, in the fall. Yeah, when it comes back. Well, yeah, that's a good point, because we don't have the gap between nostalgia like we used to. It's things happen and then it comes right back around so quickly. We don't have you need to have that gap to feel nostalgic about something. We don't have the attention span for it anymore.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, everything that has been rescheduled, that's like a pain in the dick to schedule in the first place, like weddings or whatever. People have, you know how afraid people are and how cautious they're being because they pushed it so far ahead to the future. Like, so you can see people's thinking. Everybody's thinking like, okay, this will maximum have to be done by October, right? Which means that it's either going to be done way sooner than that and people are being cautious, or it's going to last like a year.
Because in every state, it's going to be different times where things are good. We got to remember that shit. It's like one state might be better, but, you know, be ready to send citizens back out into the street and to work and school than somewhere else. But it will transportation still be down? Will they still won't let people travel from one place to the other? You know what I'm saying? What if, you know, Pennsylvania's open, but, you know, Ohio's not? Maybe. So will Pennsylvania stop people from Ohio from coming there?
Right. Maybe. They could.
Yeah. Well, in Michigan, it was a big stink that the governor was saying that they weren't allowing people to go from their main house to their summer houses because people wanted to bug out to the countries or go up to
that's the upper peninsula. That's what I did. I got out of there, baby.
they were discouraging that, and people are saying there's no legal precedent for telling people you can't go from one of your properties to another. I thought it was pretty funny that in Rhode Island they were just stopping people with New York plates and telling them, you know, you can't come into our state. They were giving them a hard time.
I'm black. They've been doing that with me in New York plates. So they doing that to y'all now? Shit, that ain't right. That's our thing. Oh, shit. Yeah, they're going to ban a lot of travel. I think traveling is going to be impossible. Yeah. Unless you like tri-state areas, you know what I'm saying? Because you are used pretty much in the same boat. Like you got New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, pretty much in the same boat. So I think they won't stop that kind of transportation, like that kind of travel. But if you're trying to go to LA from New York, I don't think that's happening.
Have you checked I checked on Expedia for the flight prices, and they're hilarious. You can fly round trip to LA for $150.
Round trip to LA for $150?
Yeah. Like once, if you know you've had it and you have the antibodies, then I say jump on it.
Right, but does that mean that you can't catch it again? Because they did have reports of people catching it again.
Like, that's not what that means. You can be reinfected. All viruses do is mutate because their genes are very short. They're not like us. That takes 100 years for us to die. All they do is reproduce and mutate. It's always just for the most advantageous, like, you know, the fittest survives very quickly and then mutates again. And there's already multiple strains. There's like an L strain and an S strain, and one of them is mild and one of them is bad. But the mild one can be bad. Like, even if you get the mild one, it'll still fuck you up. It's just, it might not kill you the way that the super bad one does and like scar up your lungs. And now they're saying that you can get both. You can get one, you can get the other, you can get reinfected.
Yeah.
You can also have antibodies and be immune in some capacity, but like, we don't really understand it. And they're also saying that it's not just a pain in the dick that could kill you. It can scar up your lungs permanently. It can like scar up your brain and your gut.
Yeah.
It's fucking nasty, and there's a lot of it.
It's going out, gets in your system, and it rips things apart. So you might recover from some of it, but some people might not ever recover from having it.
Yeah. Well, remember,
luckily, my sickle cell ate all that up in my system. Yeah, I had the shits for a couple of days, but I was all right.
Your Pac-Man blood.
Pac-Man it up. Wonga, 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 wonga. I mean, so will this be our meteor, like, that killed the dinosaurs? That's what you're thinking? It's going to keep coming back around until all the humans are gone and Earth can breathe again?
Yeah.
Earth is the ones to breathe. It's just the planet saying, I don't need y'all on here no more.
Yeah, that's not what's going to happen. It's going to die down eventually. That's just what happens. It always does. I mean, here's the thing. If something were going to wipe us out and come back around and around, wouldn't it have been something horrible, like plague or whatever, that we had, like, no immunity to, and everybody thought that, like, whiskey and like, bloodletting was medicine?
Wait, that's not medicine? I just came from a doctor. He took a quarter pint from a motherfucker.
The difference is, if you look at things like the bubonic plague, which just wiped out, I think, like a third of Europe. The difference we have now is that there was no way then that you could be contagious in one part of the world and then within a few hours be in another part of the world. That just didn't exist.
Right.
So it's going to be tricky. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do. I think we just have to hope that some of these things that they've seen good results with, that, you know, taking antibodies from someone who's recovered from it. I mean, I'd also heard that a lot of what they were calling reinfections were just cases that had not resolved themselves yet. But we don't know. It's still pretty new. I mean, I'd heard that it was a relatively slow mutating virus, but we just don't know. And we also don't know what people know and haven't told us. We don't know where they're mistaken. It's just
government.
It's a a crazy thing, you know. And I was on the subway in February when we were first starting to hear about it. And I remember getting on the F train and looking around and thinking, if one person on this train has it, we all have it. There's just no way the way we're packed in like that.
Yeah, those tight quarters. Plus, like, the plague was like a human thing, like from sanitation and all that.
Well, from the rats and the fleas.
Rats and the fleas and how we were living. But this is not like how we were living kind of disease. This is just seasonal, not seasonal, but fucking, what, centrial? Because it came around.
Yeah, like,
we know the history of it. We know it's not the first time and it won't be the last time, right? I mean, it's still, where can you run? You can't really run from it. It's just something that comes around in human history that you either got to be built for this planet or you ain't. And it's awful. It's like at some points in our lives, we ain't built for this planet no more. It's like we got to use things like our medicines and our techniques to stay alive on this fucking planet.
And it's so funny how you can be accidentally really fit to survive. Like, if you put me in the wild, I would immediately die.
You would die in Central Park.
I don't have enough water stored up. Like, I'm pale. I burn. But to be set up pretty good in this pandemic. Like, I'm okay in this house. I'm okay for my job. Like, I the person I'm dating lives alone 4 blocks away from me, and he's not seeing anybody, so I can, like, see him when I want to. I just happen to be, like, I'm near school.
And you happen to be a white girl in America, too, nigga. Let's not forget that part. It's social economic that you are right, and your boyfriend live, you're both living nice neighborhoods, and your grocery stores looking out for you. Yeah, the fucking white privilege.
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, if you put me in the forest, I'd be done in a second, but I'm not in a forest. I'm in a pandemic. I'm doing okay.
You're good. Yeah. So when are we finally getting out of this, do we think the end of May?
I think it's going to be about, if they told us 30 days and that was at the beginning of April, that's because they don't want us to freak the fuck out. So it's 30 days at least is what that means. Probably in New York, I'm guessing it's going to be till like at least mid-May. I'm thinking April, May are just like gone months.
Joe, you made a face though. Joe, what do you think?
Well, first I'm thinking of all the times I've almost accidentally killed myself just in this apartment. So I'm not really designed for the long haul. I think there's going to be a couple phases. I think we're heading up on the peak of the deaths. That, fortunately, is going to hit pretty soon. I think the social distancing is working. So that's, but we've got the peak of the deaths. Then we've got the ability.
New York lost 775 people last night, right? Yesterday.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you've got that. Then you've got when we were able to even go out and start people moving around and interacting with each other. And then we've got the economy. I don't see what we would call a recovery from this.
When will be our first school shooting so we know everything's back to normal?
Back to normal.
That's what I'm... What?
I don't think we're going to have big public events this year. I think we'll be lucky if business... I think some
no sports? No sports stuff? No baseball? You're telling me right now.
No baseball.
No football?
No football.
You've got to be out of your cotton picking mind.
I think we might have NBA before the end of the year. We might have UFC. I mean, UFC just had to scratch their upcoming card. There was no place to do it.
But yeah, because Dana White was trying to get an island somewhere so he can do it. Oh, Dana, he really think he's like...
He's trying to do the old Game Luger, of Death.
the Game of Death on an island somewhere. But Joe Rogan came out and was like, well, that's still stupid because you can't social distance in a fucking steel cage.
You can't do it. And
these guys are locked up with each other. It's like, what do you...
You can't do it. And they've had a couple of cards like a couple of weeks ago, I guess, where they had no fans in the stadium. And it was just the fighters, the refs, and the corners, you know, because they had to keep it to fewer than 10 people, whatever. So, but I think that's a more manageable sport, even in that weird way. But the idea of stadiums being full, and I just don't see how we're going to be able to manage that.
Yeah, and I don't see people paying to get infected if they're still scared. So, but maybe things will be, maybe fears will still be high, but risk will be low and everything will be cheap and we can get some cheap shit going.
Yeah, well, I think another option is that people may just say, fuck it. And they may just try and live a normal life and get some sort of economy and business up and running. And then people who get infected die. And that's the cost they see on that.
I have a feeling when the weather breaks, motherfuckers will be like this. Man, it's sunny, nigga. The sun out there, why can't I be out? Sun's out, fun's out. and people are going to get out their houses, going to have cabin fever. You know that if you're in a house with four kids and they running amok, you like this. You know what? I'd rather y'all get corona. Get out the house.
You'll take a loss. You'll take a hit on a child or two. That's the way they used to do it.
Take one for the team, man. That's how you. That's why they had nine to ten kids. Well, but you gonna lose four or five?
Are you so glad you don't have any kids?
Who? No. Joe? Son of a bitch. Yeah.
And me.
Y'all gonna die lonely. That's what it is.
Yeah. Didn't pass on my DNA. I'm starting to think like, what the hell is dating gonna be like? How do you go on a date if you're afraid if you breathe on each other you could kill somebody?
Yeah.
It's not like you can't put a condom over that. What are you gonna do?
No. I've tried.
Well, you know, people like ask each other to get tested before they have sex sometimes.
Yeah. Like, take your temperature.
Before you come over, I need to see a negative COVID test.
But will we have that many tests available for people to even get laid? Because we can't find tests now. Yeah.
Only for the rich.
And that's why I'm coming out with some bootleg COVID tests.
That's what I've been saying. Like, whatever that card is, there's going to be a big orgy, and I'm going to be selling like fake IDs. I'm going to be selling. Because people need them. People who don't have access to testing will need them to go back to work. So I'll say, like, give me $60 and here's your fake paperwork. I mean, how is that different from what people do now for fake paperwork?
Yeah. Listen, this whole COVID is creating a market, a black market of stuff. We don't realize it now, but a lot of and people who got legitimate corporations, I said it with quotes, they doing the same shit. Everybody's boosting their prices up a little bit. That's a nudge, Patita. Oh, we'll let you, we won't, you don't got to pay for 30 days, but when you come back to pay for in that 30 days, we threw an extra $5, $10 on something. Everybody's getting a little taste. And you even see like the groceries, you see a little markup. And I understand some of it's going to be a markup because a lot of people ain't working. You got to have these guys got to put their lives at risk. So it's like, what part of that markup is risk and what part of that is just greed? That's where motherfuckers get rich. And between that little gap, where motherfuckers get
profiteering. Yeah. It's just like life during wartime.
Yeah. So
same as selling chocolate and nylons back in World War II.
Yeah. That was the black market. That was the, you know, contraband. So what now? Who's doing the same shit? Somebody's at work right now doing that shit.
Well, they try to do it with the toilet paper.
Toilet paper. That's right. But is it so? But what some of that is like, you know, it's going to be is a big demand for it now. It's only so many people who can drive trucks and get toilet paper, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So some of that is just that the market responding to the need, the demand for it. But some of it is motherfuckers like this add an extra dollar on there for no reason.
Yeah, a little gouge. Well, I guess it'll go back to the staples. I mean, I never understood whenever there was a snowstorm, which is what we could compare this to, people ran out and got bread and milk because I don't really drink milk and I try to watch my carbs. So I was like, all right, I don't know why everyone's loading up on bread and milk. But I think that was the same thing with the toilet paper, is that somebody bought a ton of toilet paper and other people saw it and said, I don't want to run out of that.
Right.
And that was all it took. That was all
it triggered.
Yeah, and everybody was like, got to get tons of toilet paper. Although I think it does make sense if you look at how much we've all been eating that maybe buying a lot of toilet paper was a good move.
Yeah, you need that toilet paper, man. I almost have to wipe my ass with the cat 2 days ago. Yeah, the cat looked at me funny, but I was like, hey, man, it's pandemic.
I would just switch to bidets. That's what I don't understand. You know, toilet paper is like such a Neanderthal way of like, who's gonna eat your ass after you wipe with toilet paper?
You gotta really get it up in that ass. Yeah. That's why I got the poor man's bidet. I just spit on the toilet paper. Save myself.
See? Now you're gonna give your ass corona. You're gonna get the ass COVID.
Ass corona. That was a song. As corona.
You guys have someone that you trust, whose quarantine you trust so much that you would just hang out with them in person?
No. It doesn't matter because I don't know what they have and they don't know what I have.
Wow.
I took some risk.
You have to.
I mean, you gotta still gotta go to the store. You still gotta, you know, shoplift. So how am I not gonna can't do that from home?
I mean, you're putting those Twizzlers in your shirt. You're very exposed to.
Like the liquor store, you can't even walk in. You make your order before you get there, pay for it, and then you drive up, and then they bring it out to the car.
In the liquor store near my house, it's two people in the store at a time. So you just wait there for one person to go in. The best, I love this so much, is when couples show up together, and then only one can go inside.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like back in the day trying to immigrate to the country. Yeah. Only one can go.
It's like Sophie's Choice. Yeah. Only one.
Like a little princess dream, and that the rest of us are just going to wait outside for them to pick their fucking red wine and their rosé.
You can't let your woman go in there, man. She's going to forget to get shit. She's going to just come out with her dumb shit and be like this. What is all those vegan burgers, bitch? When do I eat vegan turkey bacon? It's over, bitch.
Yeah. The last time I went shopping, when I went in, actually with the other people not being around, it was kind of nice. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They had no music playing in the supermarket, which again, I think gave everybody a focus. Nobody was talking. But then I see a woman, you know, the produce bags that are always hard to open.
Yeah.
She just licks her fingers before she goes. And I was like that.
No, murder. Yeah. That's a felony.
It is. And
people are doing that. These crazy people, these
the idiots.
Licking things, and you can get arrested for something. You can go to jail, and you should go to jail. Disgusting.
Yeah. I saw a dude shoot a snot rocket, and they beat him half near to death. Ooh, those cops beat him. And proper gear, though. With protective gear, they beat his ass.
Nice.
France must be a mess, because all they do is shoot snot rockets over there. You ever been to Paris? It's all snot rockets.
Oh, wow.
Bill Petit, friend of the show.
Yeah.
He's living in France right now.
Is he?
Yeah, he was supposed to go to Paris from Nice, but he's staying in Nice because Nice has, they're doing it section by section, so Nice has way less cases. So they're on less restrictive lockdown. So I think more freedom, it's a little safer over there. And so he's just not going to go to Paris like yet, because, or maybe ever, I don't know, because Paris is like on tight, tight lockdown. You can't leave the house for any reason except to get medicine or groceries. You can't just walk whatever, and I think I don't remember where I heard this, and I could be talking out of my ass, but I think you can have like one person that you can associate with who doesn't live in your house,
like physically associate with.
You can have one other destination that you go to that's not your house and that's not food or medicine, and that's it.
So who is he staying with over there in Nice?
Like an Airbnb. He's just like staying at in this home.
So what about the Airbnb people? Maybe it's their house, they got to come back, or they just let them stay?
I don't know. He just like has it for a while, so he's just staying like indefinitely because...
And he's just by himself there?
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah. And here's the thing. He went there to study French, just like whatever, take a break. Like, you know, it's his, you know, eat, pray, love or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can't learn French from French people. So, and also French people are such cunts.
Yeah.
They are so cunty that he's just gonna speak English. It's just English now.
So he's trapped in an Airbnb in Nice, France, by himself. Don't speak the. He don't need the language. When he ain't gonna talk to nobody.
No. Where's he getting? Break, all right.
We talk on the phone every single day. Like I cannot decline that call because I know. No one.
Cut him off.
Yeah, he chose his fucking life.
And you know, under the best of circumstances, it's annoying. Just annoying to like wake up and make small talk with somebody over coffee. Like you just want to.
Yeah.
But I'm honestly so happy. I have actually three roommates. Two of them fucked off to different places.
Yeah.
So I'm left with one, another girl,
and then she had the virus.
Oh my god. So you guys, you guys know about my failed co-quarantine, right?
Yeah. What, co-quarantine?
I'll catch you up. So friend lives like four blocks away. He lives by himself in this gorgeous high-rise studio apartment, but it's a studio apartment. The thing about a studio apartment is nobody likes when you're living there with them. Like, it's massive.
There's nowhere to go.
So we tried it for like a week. He was like, come over, pack a bag, you know, we're going to try it, you know, we'll ride this out together. And it was just like, through nobody's fault, nobody liked it. Like, it was just, it was cool for a second. And then we were like, I was like, I need to be able to just like make a phone call. He wants to, whatever. It's a mess. So anyway, we lasted a week. I come back to my apartment. I'm like disinfecting everything, regrouping from I know it's not like a personal failure, but it feels like a personal failure. I'm like, why couldn't we make it work? Whatever.
It's a failure.
Hey, well, it's like, do
red we flag.
So I come back and my roommate was like, and she seemed fine. And she was like, you know, that week that you were gone, I had a high fever and I could barely move and a dry cough. And I was like, excuse me? She goes, oh, don't worry. I just like disinfected everything. I washed all the towels and the whatever. And I just like disinfected all the surfaces, but like pretty sure I had coronavirus. I was like, okay. So I'm in this house with this person. So I got to take it on faith that this is like a 7-day disease and that now it's totally done and risk-free. By the way, she's standing right here telling me, okay? Yeah. Oh my God. I was quietly freaking the fuck out, okay? Couple days go by. She's like, I'm fine. I honestly feel fine. I might've had it, but it's past tonight. I washed everything, so everything should be fine. And then a couple days later, she was like, I think it's back. Tonight with fever. I was like, let's be best friends. We're going to die together in here. Yeah. Oh my God. Like if I were any more gay, I would just been like, let's just fuck. I don't know.
She was all you had left. She was all you had after that. So did she have it or did she don't know? Or she?
We can't get tested. So like, what are we supposed to do? I don't know. We still to this day don't know. I don't know if I had it because I had what felt like a mild cold. Here's the bitch of it. This is the matrix fucking mind fuck of this disease is that they're like, you can go from asymptomatic. Some people have it and they have no symptoms whatsoever. And they have no idea that they have it, but they can kill other people all the way to you're dead in like 4 days.
So, yeah. Typhoid Mary. Remember Typhoid Mary?
Yeah.
She wasn't washing her hands. She was a cook, Irish cook. She was washing her hands and giving rich people in New York, in Manhattan, fucking typhoid. Because she's not washing her hands. She put his shit, his feces in the food. But everybody was raving over her peaches and vanilla ice cream. It was the talk of the town. Her peaches and vanilla ice cream. And next thing you know, they got typhoid dying. Rich people.
Your hands. You can cook. Please stop shitting into your hands and cooking. That's all we ask of you. And she was like, I think not.
Yeah, it was that little extra ingredient.
Yeah, she wasn't. Even when they interviewed her, she said, "Yeah, I'm working all day. I can't always wash my hands after using the bathroom." She said that to the investigators.
Yeah.
And then they banned her from cooking, put her on an island outside of Randall's Island or some shit by herself for like 3 years. Then released her. Like 3 years, she had to stay there by herself. Released her, and then typhoid somewhere popped up again at a hospital. They went there, went in the fucking kitchen. He's like, who's cooking? Went in the kitchen. This bitch got another job at the hospital, cooking again, giving niggas typhoid. So she had no symptoms, wasn't affecting her, but she was affecting everybody else. Some shit, because she got shit on her fingers, making the most delicious peaches of an ice cream.
You must have been so fucking good at it.
It had to be.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if it were, like, Blowjob Mary or whatever. She's like, she took the best dick in all of New York. I would fucking care if she washes her hands.
I just read an article that in India, the people can see the Himalayas for the first time in decades because of the ban and the smog is down. Or from all the... What? See, Earth is doing this on purpose, man. Earth is trying to get Earth back. They don't need humans on this planet tearing this planet apart. They are trying to get, Earth is trying to get rid of us.
And it's funny how quickly it comes back too, that I'm sure you've seen these videos that it's like, well, New York City's on lockdown and there are deer walking around and there's a python slithering down the street and there's a walrus. Like, what?
It's like the History Channel show after people. Oh, it's so crazy. The birds are going to take over fucking Empire State Building.
Oh, it takes like 2 years, like, for all the wildlife to grow back. It takes like time of us not being. You think it's like 20 years down the line and it's not. But like 8 months later, the birds have come back.
Yeah, we have to be on constant maintenance just to have Earth not reclaim what is hers in the first place.
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh. I laugh whenever people talk about wanting to lead a natural life and I tell them, do you understand? We are in a constant battle against nature.
Yeah.
Nature is microbes and lions and toothache, like all this shit. That's what the real world is.
And the truth is, nature's gonna win. Yeah. Nature wins out. The more we think we ain't part of nature, the more chance we got to lose to nature. Because we got to accept that we just part of it.
Nothing reminds you of that more than when you're in the ocean, when you're actually standing in the ocean, and you're like, oh, I'm nothing. And this could kill me in about two. You ever, like, try to walk out of the ocean, and a wave just gets you in the back and knocks you over? And you're like, oh, I could just die at any minute. I have no chance against this thing. If you drop me in the middle of the ocean, I'd be done in approximately 2 seconds. Like, you have no chance against the earth.
We have such it takes so much.
Well, what I, like, and I'm such a like, white cunt.
Yeah, so you got my email.
You ever just take credit for all of mankind's achievements? Like, you look around and you're like, look at this beautiful bridge we've built.
You built shit.
Like, you didn't do that. I didn't do that. Some genius did that and then fucked off and died. It had nothing to do with you.
Yeah, and somebody stole all the credit from him and he never made a dime, but he's dead, but we still use it. And somebody else got rich off him. That's just Earth. That's how we roll. The guy who invented everything is like, fuck off. So Steve Jobs is fucking rich. He's like, just took a whole bunch of dudes, other people's creations, and said, hey, put them under my umbrella. And made all the money, got all the prestige.
We are parasites. We're very viral ourselves. We spread everywhere we go. We kind of fuck shit up.
It's like the Matrix, what Mr. Smith told us. Mr. Smith was bringing it down to humankind. He let us know what we are. We smell it. Just the smell of you sickens me. We are a virus.
And everybody's had their run. You know, the dinosaurs had a good long run.
Yeah, yeah.
The bugs could be the ones who come back. The bugs could have been playing the long game.
The bugs are still here, though. Insects, they outpopulate everything on this planet. So it's their planet.
Yeah, I mean, and they may be the ones who take over next. They're built for it better than us. We were just a little puff, a little flare up.
Yeah, just a little puff, a little nothing, and just a little space in history. But we're going to see how long we can squeeze that space out. Everybody got dreams of leaving a planet and going to another planet, like, oh, we'll live in space. It's like, thank you, imagination. But right now, this is all we got, stupid, and we're going to be here for a long time. So that's why everybody's like, oh, fuck this planet and their actions, because they think we got other planets to go to. It's like money. We ain't even been in the oceans, at the bottom of these oceans yet. We don't know what's on this planet, and we think we're doomed.
Yeah.
As a species.
We don't have a long game. People don't have a long game. Like, certain people do, and, like, the very wealthy do. They understand playing a long, like, generational game. But people in general don't really have a long game. We don't, like, think about it like that. We think about our immediate, about what we need to fuck right now, what we need to eat right now, whether or not we need to take a shit. And what we want to do tomorrow. And that's kind of it. And the Earth does play a long game. The whole point of the universe is that it is a long game.
Yeah. You know what? The Earth's going to win because we cut down the rainforest and pollute the skies. And now we got a respiratory disease that's taking us down. Potato, potato, we dead-o tomorrow.
It's so classic, too, because when you think of movies like War of the Worlds, where the cold kills the aliens. We never thought that it would be the world like, I'm gonna kill you guys with a cold because you're annoying. Yes.
We are the aliens in that movie.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who the hell put us in charge?
We did. Like, we just say, we standing up. We got pants on. You ain't wearing pants, squirrel. We're in charge. I don't see no boots on you, wolf. You ain't got no boots. We are just monkeys in jeans, man. We're better than somebody because we can put on makeup and fucking drive a car, but we're not.
I woke up like this.
You son of a bitch. You did 2 hours of brushing before you turned that Zoom on.
Is that how you think this works? Just had a brush day. Today's a brush day.
I hate that you can see your reflection as you're talking. You're just lost in it.
Oh, she's loving it.
Guys, I can't even hear you over my own face.
So beautiful.
It's too much.
She was soaking her hair in human placenta before this started, just to give it that glow. Well, no more, baby.
Yes, she was. Yes. All in that placenta.
The best thing about quarantine, being all alone all the time, and being quarantined not with my man, means that I can do all the hideous girl treatments that I can do in private. Just
clean out your undercarriage.
My hair is silk. It's silk, you guys. Do you know what it takes to look like this? It is so ugly. The option that I have to sleep with, in order to get hair that lays this smooth, I would never, ever let a man see that. I'd never let a man see that. You're breaking the fourth wall. You can't unsee it.
I wish I had a button here that I could push and then it would release pit bulls into Karen's room. That'd be great. We just see her get attacked with a new hair.
Well, you got to keep that illusion up. I think it's going to be interesting for married guys who's, you know, maybe have a wife who's over 40, and they're going to be like, who's this person I thought I was living with? She's turning into a werewolf. She's got a big silver skunk stripe down the middle of her hair.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's gray's coming in.
Her feet, her nails. It's going
to
be brutal.
Her mustache. Yeah, yo, you women can't go to that salon, boy. Some rough bitches out there right now. I'm just saying, some rough bitches out there right now.
I'm always about to be even more high maintenance, you know? Like, let me get some lash extensions. I'm so glad I do that. Everybody looks like their eyelashes are on crack right now.
Yeah.
His roots are all grown out and gross.
Yeah, that unibrow grow back. Yeah, the real people coming out. Now you get to see who's really who with their leg hair and a crotch rot. Yeah, crotch rot.
Rot. Who are you fucking?
You've got to keep the crotch rot at bay.
What kind of menacing beast do you fuck on a regular basis?
I send out stuff on the dating apps that say menacing beast. Crotch rot. What?
You on apps?
Apps like dating apps?
Yes.
Stop it. What am I? You? No.
You're on apps, you sociopath.
You used to be? You ever been on apps? No, you wasn't an app person.
I was on apps for like 2 weeks just to like see what was up because I was a little brokenhearted and I wanted the validation. Here's the thing.
Well, you met this boy from BritishCox.com, right?
Yeah, right. There's a special time on the British Cox and I was like,
yeah. Surrender London.
Yeah, I think that's called uncutmen.uk.
That's right. It's called London's Fallen.
I can hear the venom dripping in your voice. I've got this British dick on hand, but yeah.
Oh, over here, that red coat over here taking our goddamn resources. I don't like it. They had a history of it.
You want the resources when some red coats got them, but otherwise you're like, I wish it.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's my pit bull button? Release the hounds! Ah, that'd be great. I gotta figure out how to do that.
What is the stupidest thing that you've watched besides Tiger King?
I watch Last Chance U. That's pretty good. I've been watching a lot of sports documentaries. Plus, I watch all the 30s for 30 because I got the one of the creators coming on Monday on my sports show, Small Ball, available on Apple Music and Spotify. Small Ball. Check it out. Sports, comedy, is everything you need. But I got one of the guys who started 30 for 30, who ran 30 for 30 for the last few years. And we're going to talk about some. I love the sports documentaries, definitely when I don't have sports to watch. What do you think, Joe?
I think they're really good. They put out a good product. I know it's good if they can engage me in a sport that I don't care about, that the story is good enough. I like the Marcus Dupree one. I thought that was really good.
That was really good, yeah. Check out the Last Chance U. That's fucking damn good.
Yeah.
They did EMCC. It's all about junior college football. And some of these guys who go to the Division I first to get in trouble, something happens, and they get released, and then they come to the junior college to try to get their careers back on track so they can go to a Division I or NFL later on.
Isn't that what
Cam fucking great. Did Cam do that? He might have. I'm not sure.
I think he was.
But before he got to
was
Auburn? Yeah.
He went to some other school before that. Yeah, or it's almost like when they take the 60 or the extra year out of high school.
Yeah, these guys are good, though. These guys are really played. These fucking guys. But the story, they tell the whole story. They spend 1 year at AMCC in Mississippi. 2 years. And then 2 years in Kansas. And I forget the name of the school. It's good. What is it? Independence. Yeah, Independence, Kansas. Oh, okay. It's the Independence team. Junior varsity. I mean, not junior varsity. Junior college. And these kids are good. And they coach. I like the coach in Kansas. He's a California dude, a white dude. But you might listen to him, you think he's a black dude. His name is Coach something Brown. Coach Brown. Coach Brown. And he's his first year there, he got Coach of the Year. He fucking won the first championship in 30 years at the school. And I'm telling you, the shit is worth watching. It's a good watch. Last Chance U. Big shout out to Coach Brown and all those boys too. Doing a good job.
Well, I watched Tiger King, obviously, and I watched the Chernobyl movie, which was really good, too.
Oh, yeah. That was HBO?
Yeah, especially to watch it now, and you realize that that was all about government bureaucracy and all that shit. And I tell you, nobody takes on suffering like the Russians.
Yeah.
That they are prepared to have a shitty time.
They're accustomed to it. That's how Eastern Europeans are. They, like, you know, black people, they brag about how long they stood in the bread lines and shit like that, just like we brag about the ghetto. Yeah. It's like suffering is our thing. When you get beat down for so long, you're like this. What else you got, bitch?
Yeah, they're very fatalistic in their attitudes, but that was good. Not the most. I watched that and then Tiger King, so my view of humanity was in the garbage.
That's a shift.
I've been watching mostly. I like to watch YouTube. I won't watch the news. It stresses me out too much.
Yeah, and
I
can't feel watch like too much.
Just hearing bullshit anyway. So I just been like kind of like studying. At least that's positive. What I've been doing, you know, watching my Jordan Petersons, watching my Joe Rogans.
Yeah.
Catching up on my man stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even hear about Joe Biden, Bernie dropping out to like a couple days after. What do you think about that, by the way? What do you think about Bernie's out now? It's all Joe.
Joe Biden needs to be in a facility of some type. he's not solvent at this. I think, man, if we have debates between him and Trump where if they're faced, it's just craziness that, I mean, I know just because of the demographics and the electoral college and all that, it's going to be somewhat close.
Yeah.
But I don't see, like, as obnoxious as Trump is, he's clearly in charge of himself at least. Whereas Biden just looks like it's not right. I feel like it's elder abuse. I mean, I don't want to make fun of the guy too much, but
you think he's like that out of it?
He's gone. He's gone. And he was always a guy who talked a lot of nonsense.
But he did talk a lot of, he always shot from, you know, he sometimes exaggerated a lot of shit. He exaggerates in his spielage.
He was kind of like a bullshitter in a way, but now I think he just doesn't know what's going on.
You think Trump's going to win, huh?
I think so, but I've thought that for a while. I think he just controls the frame too much. I mean, look, if this hadn't happened, I think he would have cruised. But now, even if you think he's doing a shit job, and certainly
people scared to change shit in the middle of crisis, usually
because he's clearly in charge, whether you like the job he's doing or not. And yeah, you're right. People don't want to try something new, and this is not someone who inspires confidence. So
that's why it's good to start like a war at the in the first term, so it continued to the second term, and they were like, "This, we can't take him out now because he got to clean up this mess."
Yeah, or at least it shows that you can be in charge. I mean, none of this stuff, you don't know until it's over. And then even then, you don't know. You don't know all the facts about anything. So,
declare martial law before the election and push back the election.
Who said that?
I don't know. Like the internet.
But I heard that. And then they were mad that they made them go out and vote in Wisconsin in the rain. So there's no way to do it that people don't get mad at you. You made them go vote. Or you postponed it. Either way is a sign of something.
What's to come? I'm telling you, this disease not only changed American history, it changed global history.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy how much everything will be affected by this. Everything in history, even your fucking DNA, your kid, your family structure, everything is going to be affected by this one time. And it's like, this is bigger than 9/11. As far as how many people are affected by it, because everybody didn't have to go in the house for 9/11. Motherfucker, we were still on the streets getting smoke in our eyes in New York.
You could. You know, that's one of the things that makes it so awful is that, after you try to compare it to 9/11, but after 9/11, you could give somebody a hug. You could get together, and we can't do that.
Yep,
now.
And be strong with each other, yeah.
Can't
this
do
is the
it.
First time. Imagine if this happened 20 years ago, where we didn't have all this internet and fucking Zoom and fucking all this shit to you know, communicate without being in front of each other. It'd be worse. Like before cell phones. If this was before cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your landline would be jammed up.
Half the people wouldn't even know what is going on. Half the people wouldn't even know what's going on day to day, fucking information. I'm telling you. Oh, maybe this is, it's just weird. But these kind of things is what sparked the 24-hour news cycles. That's why it annoys me too, because that's like when 9/11 sparked all this. It sparked everything. It sparked all this 24-hour shit.
Yeah.
That this rotation we got to get stuck in for the rest of our lives. But a big thing like this only fucking feeds that monster. Like that 24-hour news shit getting fed like a motherfucker from this COVID. They making money over it. All the news stations making money because people just leaving their TVs on and just watching it all day. And then all the people paying for the commercials are pharmaceutical companies. They're like this. This is our Super Bowl, baby. So if you got any ailments, you need your medicine now. If you got anything, you like this. I got a cough. I need that. I got a this. I need that. And they pumping these commercials. Every commercial is a pharmaceutical commercial on news channels. It's crazy.
Well, because what else could they sell? They can't sell you a truck. You don't have any money.
Right.
They can't sell you Golden Corral because you can't go out to eat.
Can't go out
there. Nobody there making the food for you. So they have to do it that way. Yeah. You know, I think the way the 24-hour news cycle really started with the first Gulf War. That's what made CNN.
That too. Yeah.
We didn't have any interest in watching 24-hour coverage of anything before that.
Right.
And then with every one of these crises, they're able to refine that.
Yep. And they're able to fucking just validate the not. But when we're dipped in nothing, they feed us so much foolishness. It's like, is it really worth it? Is it? I mean, our grandparents still got news to them without the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we didn't need to hear about a car crash in California. Like, I don't need to hear about an abduction in Wisconsin. These are not, I don't need to know about this. But they keep pumping that at you. I mean, I think of Norm MacDonald has that great bit about how he remembers when the news used to be the local news, and it went from 5 p.m. to 5:30. And he said, and even then, they had to stretch a little bit toward the end.
Right. That's the truth.
Right. it's these things to keep people in this constant state of emotional turmoil. And this was happening before this crisis.
Everybody complains that the news media is so manipulative or whatever. They wouldn't be able to do it without a captive fucking audience. We choose.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
The constant dopamine hit of being afraid and then releasing that fear because somebody's finally telling us kind of what's going on, but not enough for us to actually know what's going on. So we have to stay tuned for the whole 24 hours so we can get another little bit of information in the next 24 hours because they already knew it, but they have to wait another 24 hours to tell us so that we'll tune in. You know, if you watch it for long enough, it's just the same thing over and over and over again. They're not like giving you more information.
But that's why we have laws against anything that can make an addict. That's why we have laws against alcohol. Yeah. You can't do it till you're 21. You can't do it, blah, blah, blah. That's why cigarettes. But the news is just these addicts. This is addictive personality. This is addictive shit. And they just feeding these motherfuckers. And it's fucking sick the way they're doing it. Just like a drug dealer would do it. But it's just with information.
But you have a choice. Here's the thing. You know how many people don't have TVs? Like, tons of people. Do you know how easy it is to just, like, not do blow or, like, not call someone that's not your partner? Or, like, people do this all the time. It's actually a really straightforward choice. You don't have to do it. It's just that people aren't good at being bored. And people
Or alone or by themselves or not part of a team. It's like, you can say you don't have to do it, but you got to kind of have to do it when your boss is talking about it and you want to keep your job and kids up to your boss. So now you like, oh yeah, they did say on Fox that blah, 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 blah. So it's like, if you want to be part of the social fucking network, they pull you into it. It's just like, you don't got to buy coke to do coke. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't got to buy, you probably never want to, you ain't got to buy drugs to do drugs because everybody around you going to have it. And if they like you, they're going to give it to you anyway. So you ain't going to buy it. So you like this, I'm not part of the drug problem. I just do them. I don't buy them.
I don't pay for drugs.
Yeah, you ain't paying for no damn drugs. And you still do it. It's just like the news. You ain't got to pay for it, but it's still going to make its way around to you. It's still going to do it because we live with each other. We talk with each other. We fucking hang out with each other. So you're going to hear that jargon no matter where you are.
Well, especially now with the way you can choose your media and you can choose who you follow on Twitter so that what you can do is you can constantly have your opinion validated and you can constantly, it's this constant, you know, you mentioned the dopamine release. That's a real thing. And you can constantly have those little squirts of, I was right. I was right. I was right.
Little high fives from digital high five.
And you know, part of the problem with that too, is that you can, we put a premium on now, who can say the most outrageous emotion stimulating thing. Yeah. And if they're wrong, no one ever apologizes or admits it. But that rush that you got is always going to be there. It's just like whenever there's a hoax crime or something like that, or the media gets something way wrong, not only is the correction buried, but even if everybody were to read and accept the correction, it doesn't undo that surge of emotion you felt when you heard the thing that got you riled up. It doesn't make that go away. That's still in you.
It's so, like when you're in court and the lawyer says something, a judge say, strike it. A jury, forget that. Jury like this, motherfucker, I'm not a computer. I remember. Yeah, you can't just delete it out of my brain. Yeah. It still affects me. So that's why good lawyers will still say shit that's outrageous to get their client off because they know that the judge is going to say, strike that. But it's like, I already got it in their ears.
Withdrawn.
Yeah, withdrawn. My bad. But I meant it. Mm. I guess we are about out of time. This is a good episode. Y'all have fun?
Yeah, it was good.
We got to do some pluggy, pluggy, plug, plug, pluggy, plug, plug downs. Race Wars plug, plugs. What you got, Joe?
Well, you can follow me on at Joe DeVito Comedy. I'm trying to put up jokes for you guys. And you can go watch for free my clean comedy special at drybarcomedy.com/JoeD. It's entertaining, and you can watch it with the family you are quarantined with.
That's awesome. See, you know, family fun. Funny for the whole family. That's Joe. Joe DeVito, B. Thanks for coming on. White daughter, Karen?
You guys can see that I'm looking actually amazing.
You are. Congratulations.
Yes.
More of this, which I'm sure you do, because quarantine has been good to me. She inhales Corona. Instagram, Karen Margolis, K-E-R-E-N. M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S. Same thing on Twitter. I changed it. It's Karen Margolis. TikTok is still Karen Kardashian. I think I'm going to have to change it, but whatever. But mostly on Insta. So DM me and say what's up. I'm doing like a couple lives because honestly, Instagram Live is like, I shout on it, but it's kind of where it's at. Like, if you just like get to hang out and connect with people and it feels so fucking good and everybody comes and says hi to you and it's just the absolute best. So yeah, come say hi to me on there.
What's that? Facebook Live you're talking about?
Instagram Live.
Instagram Live. Yeah, you look. Are you still on your TikTok? You still doing your TikToks?
No, but I'm just on it.
Wait. See, I thought you was a young kid's game. You thought you were going to be on there making little cute videos, and you was on there for 1 week.
You know how hard it is to make a cute video? 5 weeks. Throw up a video. Like, it is effort. Instagram is my, I don't want to, like, blow anybody's mind over here, but I'm in my 30s. I'm on Instagram.
Congrats. Y'all make sure y'all check out Small Ball. Yeah, that's the sports and comedy show that I have with Embassy Row, Small Ball. It's funny, it's informational, informative maybe. And yeah, check it out. It's on Apple Music and Spotify. And I think we got Jason Salmon on us this week. He was great, a comedian, Jason Salmon. So check him out and check out that episode of Small Ball. And definitely check me out on BuzzFeed, too. We got That Literally Happened. Go to BuzzFeed, BuzzFeed.com, and check out That Literally Happened. We got a bunch of episodes on there. Sure, man, I'm out here trying to work. I'm out here trying to work. I don't care, Corona or not, baby. I got to eat. I got to eat. And Small Ball, yeah, check out Small Ball. We got a new episode, and we got the 30 for 30 dude coming on next week, so that's going to be great. So everybody have fun.
Hell yeah.
I love you guys.
Yeah. Missed you.
I love you. I love you guys. That's Race Wars. Race Wars, we out. Stay safe.